This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. We'll begin with the tragedy in Baltimore. This morning, recovery efforts resumed for the six people believed now to be dead in the collapse of that bridge in Baltimore yesterday. The AP's Donna Warder with the latest.
The search continues this morning for six workers with a construction crew who are presumed dead after a cargo ship crashed into the Francis Scott Key Bridge, collapsing the structure. Colonel Roland Butler with the Maryland State Police says conditions overnight were too dangerous for searchers.
The last thing we want to do is put divers in the water with changing currents, low temperatures, very poor visibility, and so much metal and other unknown objects in the water.
The six people who went into the water were part of a construction crew repairing potholes on the bridge. I'm Donna Warder.
Now to the Supreme Court and the sensitive subject of abortion. The AP's Mark Sherman covers the high court. He says it seems likely that the court will preserve access to the abortion pill mifepristone.
If the court does so, it would leave intact the access to mifepristone, which includes getting the drug through the mail without having to have an in-person visit, and it also includes being able to take it through 10 weeks of pregnancy instead of 7 weeks, which were the old rules for the drug.
A new AP poll finds that Donald Trump appears to stoke more fear and anger among Democrats than President Biden does among Republicans. But a potential Trump victory in the presidential contest in November inspires more excitement among Republicans than a Biden win does among Democrats. Somebody in New Jersey won the billion-dollar Mega Millions jackpot last night. If they take the cash payout, that's $537 million. This is AP News. The British Museum is suing a former curator alleged to have stolen hundreds of artifacts from its collections and offered them for sale online.
Peter Higgs was fired last year after more than 1,800 items were discovered to be missing. Lawyers for the museum says Higgs abused his position of trust to steal ancient gems, gold jewelry, and other items. The 18th century museum in central London is one of Britain's biggest tourist attractions, visited by 6 million people a year. The museum's director resigned and apologized for failing to take seriously enough a warning from an art historian that artifacts from its collection were being sold on eBay. The judge has now ordered Higgs to list or return any items in his possession within 4 weeks and ordered Higgs to disclose his eBay and PayPal records. Higgs has denied the allegations. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.